Mr. Mark's Classroom.
This is the podcast dedicated to intentional leadership in childhood ministry.
Mr. Mark's goal is to resource you with tools, ideas, and a passion for leading kids to become lifelong followers of Jesus.
So let's get this episode rolling with the man that champions kids ministry today, Mr. Mark Jones.
Hey friends, I want to welcome you to another podcast time with Mr. Mark. My name is Mark Jones at Mr. Mark's Classroom, and I want to talk about today, for those of you who are working in ministry, to work in children's ministry is not the same as spending time with God. No, it's not. And I think some of us, even many teachers, have found themselves teaching the whole morning, and they're not spending time with God. As far as worship goes, they don't ever get to the worship service. And I'm guilty of that. I mean, recently we were asked in a conference, a retreat that I had, and they said, so how many of you went to the worship service Sunday? I couldn't raise my hand. I'd been in class all morning long, and there was no way around that. I mean, there's not a teacher. I had to be there all morning, and that's just how it goes. But guess what? I did go Sunday night, and I was able to get in that teaching time, and it was great. Now, some of you have probably chosen to even meet with a mentor to be able to be accountable. Listen, those times when I've done that has been such a blessing in my life, and I'm kind of slow about getting started back this year, and I need to, because whenever I was accountable to meet with Mike, and I had to, like, here's my work and here's my quiet time, I was so consistent. It was great. So I want to challenge you that you keep investing in your own self, because that's important, that you're walking with God. We just get so busy that we can't seem to fit all that in. But you do have time. You just need to work that out. Part of it is about your scheduling. Your schedule stinks, and you need to be able to figure that out, because my schedule is a challenge as well. But you remember, just because you're working for God doesn't mean you're spending time with God. And sometimes that really can become a huge problem and even give Satan a foothold that he would be able to tempt you in things that he knows are your weakness. And so be very mindful of that, and be sure that you're being able to spend time in corporate worship as well as private worship, and give that as a gift to yourself. Maybe you would say, I'm going to get up earlier in the morning as a gift to myself. And you brew that cup of coffee, and you pour in that yummy creamer that you like, and you sit down and you read the Bible, because that's the food that you need. Well, I mean, the coffee is wonderful, but it's being able to take in the Word of God and then journal it. So some people say, well, I don't really know how to study the Bible. How do you study the Bible? I mean, I can read it and I can make a note. Yeah, you're on the right track. Basically, when you read a passage, just simply write who, what, where, when. Just answer those questions about it, because that would make you think about the passage a little bit. And then write why and how. Why was this important to them? And why is this important to me? How am I supposed to live this out? Simple. Those simple questions would be able to make you stop and consider what it is that God's doing. And you would be able to study your Bible on a regular basis. I get, and you may have something else, but I get those little moleskins. I think some may call it moleskins. And I get them at Barnes & Noble. You can get packages of three, or them on Amazon, whatever. But they're just staple bound, so that way they fit in my Bible without that big spiral thingy, you know. So I think that's the easiest, to keep it all together. Find that place that you like to sit, that you like to do that. If you go to the office and you turn on your computer and you click on the email and you see all that you have gotten, you'll start answering them, because you think, oh, I can do this fast. It's no big deal. I'll do it. No. Matter of fact, when you leave your office the day before, go ahead and make a list of all the things you need to get done. So that way it's a fresh list and you already can rest because you know you've got it written down. You don't have to keep processing it and keeping you awake at night. And then turn off, like click off the email. Because that way when you walk in and you move the mouse, you would have to purposefully click it back on in order to see your email. Don't give that to yourself if you're going to do this in your office, but you can do this at home. It's all up to you and what fits you the best. But spending time with God is a great thing. And you would be able to have more ability to lead people and quote the word and be able to reference what God's doing in your life. You need that. I really hope that you will lean into that. Remember, we're modeling how this life is in the Christian life to those who are following us. Let's do a good job in modeling that for them because they may be too busy. They may be just going from thing to thing to thing rather than having purpose about the way they live and their ministry and their focus. And I want you to display that for them and show them. Well, there's the chimes. Looks like I'm done with this podcast. I'm so glad you spent this time with me. I hope you'll take these words into real consideration and possibly begin a good, new, strong habit now of spending time in the Word. It'll bless you. This gift that you have, this life in children's ministry, that's the gift. I want you to go and make it count. If you need some help, some resources, be sure to check out Classroom Swag. Great ideas and articles, things you can pass on to your teachers. One subscription is for your whole church, not just you. So you can pass it on by forwarding it or even by printing it out and handing it to them. Check it out at getclassroomswag.com.
That's it for this episode of Mr. Mark's Classroom.
We invite you to leave your questions or comments on the show notes at MrMark'sClassroom.com.
Until next time, remember your ministry to children is a gift with eternal value.
So go and make it count.